Gold hit a record in trading today at more than $1,270 an ounce. That's a 70% increase in 3 years. For large investors, buying gold has meant investing in funds that track its price. For some small investors, it's meant getting their hands on the real thing. From member station WNYC, Lisa Chow looks for people buying and selling gold the old-fashioned way.
With gold prices hitting record levels, I wondered, who are these small investors dedicated enough to put down $1,200 for a tiny ounce of gold?
First name is Adam, last name is Gold. I kid you not.
I find Adam Gold in a downtown bar at a gathering of Ron Paul admirers, which isn't too surprising considering that the Texas congressman is a big fan of gold. He calls it sound money.
I expect gold to double, at least to double.
And how does gold invest?
I have a broker who does it.
Does that mean you have the actual gold?
They hold it for me.
And where are they holding it?
They hold it in vaults.
Have you ever checked out the vaults to make sure they're holding it?
Nope. I'm not yet to the point, although I may well get there, where I actually physically hold the gold in a safe in my apartment.
Chris Rodriguez has gotten to that point.
I'd rather start off as a base owning the physical gold. I do think there is going to be a collapse.
A collapse in the U.S. dollar, and gold is his protection.
Look at the Federal Reserve chart of the expansion of money. I mean, it looks like you're standing in front of Mount Everest.
The fear is that as the Federal Reserve increases the money supply, the value of the dollar shrinks and rampant inflation will follow. Ken Rogoff is an economics professor at Harvard and a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund.
With the recession, with concerns about the sustainability of U.S. fiscal policy, it's very understandable that a lot of the really big players, the really rich players, are looking to gold for diversification.
As are small investors like Chris Rodriguez. He's 29, works in music production, and plays bagpipes on the side. And every 3 months, he scrapes together just enough to buy little pieces of the yellow metal from one of his gold dealers in Manhattan.
There's one place that I go down in Wall Street. There's another one in Midtown.
This is an ounce of gold. Okay, so it's rather small.
Isaac Kahan is Rodriguez's Midtown dealer. He shows me an ounce gold bar, which is about the size of a chocolate mint and the weight of about 5 to 6 quarters. Kahan says people in the jewelry business used to be his main clientele, but now investors like Rodriguez take up the bulk of his time. In the middle of our interview.
I think in the United States. Yeah?
Kahan's secretary buzzes in an investor into the 8th floor office. The customer, a man in his 40s, has no interest in being interviewed. After he leaves, I ask Kahan.
This particular man bought how much?
It was about $200,000 worth of gold.
And he just left with it?
Yes. And that was the whole transaction from start to finish. We made a copy of his driver's license. He signed me the documentation that he needed. And that was it. 5 minutes in and out.
And out he walks into the streets of Manhattan, carrying $200,000 worth of gold, about 11 pounds, in a simple black tote bag. Kahan says his typical customer buys much smaller amounts, maybe a few gold coins or an ounce bar. And buying gold does attract a certain kind of person.
I also have a year's supply of food.
Again, Adam Gold.
I stock food, along with my ammo.
Gold, guns, food, just the protection Adam Gold needs if the economy really does collapse. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.